From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, comedian and actor Steve Coogan, who stars with Judi Dench in the new movie Philomena. It's based on the true story of a retired Irish nurse who had a son out of wedlock when she was a teenager. Nuns took the child from her and sold him for adoption in America, as they did with other children of unwed mothers who were sent to live with them. Coogan plays the journalist Martin Sixsmith, who grudgingly took up Philomena's search for her son 50 years later, and who actually traveled to America with her. Here, he and Dench meet for the first time, and their very different sensibilities are revealed.
So, Philomena, how are you?
I'm all right. I had a hip replacement last year, Martin, and it's titanium, so it won't rust.
Oh, it's a good job, otherwise I'd have to oil you like the Tin Man.
Is that right?
No, I mean, you know, like the Wizard of Oz.
He's just joking, Mum.
In addition to acting in Philomena, Steve Coogan was one of the screenwriters and one of the producers. He is a very well-known figure in Britain as a comedian who's been on many British television shows, and he is our guest. Welcome.
Hello.
First, in Philomena, Martin Sixsmith had been in real life, a very successful, highbrow journalist, BBC Moscow correspondent, takes on a story that he would dismiss as unserious, human interest.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And it turns out to be more serious than anything he's done.
Yeah, he, ironically, what he considers to be punching below his weight in this, what he would see as a kind of National Enquirer-type level of story, is actually something of great substance and great import, which shows, you know, that these things are often in the last place you look.
Yeah, nuns stole baby from teenage mother is a screaming tabloid headline, but it actually, in effect, happened.
Absolutely. And I kind of play with that notion in the script when he says to the editor of his magazine, he sort of condenses it to its sort of component parts by saying it's about evil nuns, which is kind of how you'd pitch the story. So it's very tabloid-esque in his approach. But of course, it's much more than that.
So the character you play and the character you wrote in part is getting more serious progressively as he becomes involved in this search for the child to grow up. Is his escape from flippancy in the script something that you're going through in real life in making this movie and doing something more serious?
Yeah, you often find that, you know, art imitates life and life imitates art, and certainly did in the whole process of making this film for me, not least because I'm known for doing comedy in the UK and I wanted to do something a bit more substantial, if you like. And when I was writing the script, of course, I started to put a lot of myself into the part of Martin Sixsmith. So Martin's actually an amalgam of Martin and myself.
This is Martin Sixsmith, used to be the BBC's man in Moscow.
And Washington.
You're depressed.
Well, I got the sack. I'm unemployed.
Yes, but it wasn't your fault, was it?
That's why I'm depressed.
I know this woman. She had a baby when she was a teenager. She's kept it secret for 50 years.
You're talking about the human interest story, and that's... I don't do those.
In making it, I certainly felt that Martin's dismissive view of human interest stories was something that I would have taken the same position. I mean, insofar as Martin is a cynic,
yeah,
really, and I kind of identify with that, with the cynic, I suppose.
No. I think you'd punch well above your weight for cynicism.
But I identifying with the cynic doesn't mean that you don't see the limitations of cynicism. Right. And in actual fact, Martin, the intellectual liberal, finds that he's enlightened by this working class Irish woman, retired Irish woman, who doesn't have the same kind of formal education as him, and he learns something from her.
Several of my colleagues would not let me leave this studio in one piece if I didn't raise with you one scene that you've performed. And this was from the British sitcom The Trip, which was made into a movie in which you and Rob Brydon engage in dueling Michael Caine impressions.
Yeah, and also, I used to do lots of impersonations years ago, and you get people. There's people who do impersonations like at a party. You'll always find somebody who thinks they can do Sean Connery.
Can you do Sean Connery?
Well, there's people at parties say my name is Bond, James Bond, and they do this sort of funny thing, but they don't get the depth of the voice. You need to get the diaphragm flapping properly to actually have that kind of resonance. So there's that, and then there's people who do Michael Caine. Are you talking like that, Michael Caine? But they don't get the nasal sound. He actually speaks to his nose. And as he's got older, you could hear the cigarettes and the wine and the long lunches started to come through. But years ago, it was a lot higher. A lot of people, their voices change.
You could do that nonstop. I mean, you could be in Vegas right now.
I used to hate doing impersonations because to me it was like watching. It was the definition of style over substance. It's like watching a juggler. You know, you can be impressed, but there's nothing to say afterwards, is there? You can't deconstruct his juggling.
It's very good. And I asked you about the trip. Less remarkable, say, you were a Roman general in Night at the Museum. Yes?
I was. I played Octavius. Yeah,
Octavius.
3 inches tall.
Didn't exactly show off your talents.
Well, I mean, I've done a lot of parts in big studio, Hollywood studio films, that where I don't really show off my talents. I just do. I service the part. You know, it's not, because it's not about me. It's about someone else. But that's partly what motivated me to get to roll my sleeves up, pull my finger out, and then think of any other metaphors that involve pulling things. I don't know. But I decided to change things and try and do something serious, but not entirely serious. I mean, I would put people off. When this film's about a woman searching for a long-lost son who was forcibly adopted, when I first pitched the idea to my friends, they go, oh, my God, that sounds so depressing. Why would anyone want to go and see that film? And so I thought, well, I better put some, make it funny.
What if he died in Vietnam or lived on the street? Or what if he was obese?
What on earth makes you think he'd be obese?
Because of the size of the portions.
What's it like acting with Judi Dench?
I was daunted by it. I was scared. Obviously, but you know, it's when I was writing it, I said, "Hey, maybe we can get Judi Dench to do this. It's a good part for an old person, and she's a senior citizen now." And she said, "Yeah." She said, "I told her the story, and she said, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'm in."
She's incredible. I mean, it's to look at this woman and realize that she was M not too long ago.
That's the one thing, you know, when I was writing it, I mean, I said to Jeff, my co-writer, I said, look, forget her as M. She played Iris Murdoch. You know, she doesn't have to look like wear Chanel and be all so scrubbed up. She can look like an ordinary person. So, and in fact, when I was on set with her, trying to make sure that playing opposite her, I didn't get blown into the weeds by her charisma. I had to bring my A game, as you say, and in some ways it was easy because she didn't look like Judi Dench. She just looked like this old Irish woman, and so I just made jokes with her all day, made her laugh. And it was only at the end of the day when they sort of took her makeup off and transformed her back into, well, M, that I suddenly went, oh, wow, I just spent the day working for the head of the Secret Service.
So you could have pitched not just as this for your age, but you get to dress shabby and look like a...
How's this? You get to look worse than you look. You get to dress shabby. The clothes are terrible, and what happens? She's really, really awful. How does it sound? Are you in?
Well, the answer evidently was, at least if that was the implicit offer, the answer was very much yes.
Yeah.
And it works. Well, Steve Coogan, thanks a lot for talking with us about Philomena and much else.
Thank you.
The new movie Philomena opens later this month. It stars Steve Coogan and Judi Dench.